You want to cause an uproar? Hey, teenagers, we got some young people here, and they got to sneak out of their house to come to a church like this, right? Your parents are old IFB. You don't lie to them. Hopefully you didn't lie to them. Where are you going? I'm going to conference. Oh, North Valley? Sure, yeah. You going to college days at Golden State? Uh-huh. I didn't know they had college days July 18th through the 24th. Yeah, it's a special thing. You don't find it online. And Cameron Giovanelli was right here in Northern California. I mean, just an hour and 20 minutes away from right here at North Valley Baptist Church. And he put out a video exposing him, and I thought, great, you know, I think we should expose all predators. We put it on our YouTube channel. Let me tell you something. When you put something on the internet, it stays there. Please take down the video. You know, blah, 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 all this. I just respond, no. I'm new IFB, buddy. Jack Treber has no influence on me.
You know, if you guys ever want to make a part two, you should go to North Valley Baptist Church and Jack Treber, you know, with Cameron Giovanelli, Mike Zachary, bunch of predators. I.e. North Valley Baptist Church. Who hired a straight pedophile, right. And then when they find out that he's a pedophile, what do? They try to cover it up.
Yep.
You know, that's garbage leadership. Amen. And it's interesting, right. I was preaching at Verity Baptist Church just about a month ago, and I called out North Valley Baptist Church just for that reason. I talked about the weak leadership. What happens this week? Finding out that Giovanelli, you know, the song leader, music director, whatever, of the vice president of Golden State Baptist College, being found that he's a pedophile. You know, people will respect Pastor Treber if he would have just been like, this is disgusting. I can't believe I didn't know about this. He's fired. We're turning him into the authorities. But what do we see? This pastor's just trying to cover everything up. Just like with Mike Zachary and all those other faggots. Okay? No, why don't you be a man of God and just own up to it? That's what leadership is. We have weak leadership in America today. Okay? Don't take my word for it. Listen to North Valley Baptist Church, KNVBC, during the month of December. They have something called the bucket offering. Well, they tell their church members and bus ministry to raise up thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. I mean, he has his own radio show, and he's just like, you know, people are donating $700. Like, oh, that's great and everything, but, you know, it would have been nice like $1,000 or something, you know? People donate like $5. Hey, that's good. Hey, you know, you could have made it 10 or $100. Let's try to get it to, because they're at such a deficit every single year, which is sinful. You know, they're at a deficit every single year that they have to prey on the money of every single person, Christian, who follows them in the country to get them out of debt. Why don't you sell 4 of your pianos along with all 6 of your 10 LCD screens and the water fountain? Boot some of the faggots out of your Bible college and you'll have enough money to pay off the deficit. But see, here's the thing. At the end of the day, he doesn't want to. Why? Because he's greedy, a filthy lucre.
Do you know what? I don't care. Come sue me, you bunch of perverts and pedophiles. Amen. That North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California is filled with perverts. There, I said it. And you know why I bring that up? Because in Arizona, a lot of the independent Baptists in Arizona and California, they're all looking to Dr. Jack Treber and Dr. Paul Chappell as their two fundamental popes that they look to. And you know what? These fundamental popes, they're a lot like the Catholic popes. They like to cover up their scandals. And that North Valley Baptist Church and Golden State Baptist College is always churning out reprobates. Okay, why is it that the leadership of that place is constantly getting caught being a predator and a sodomite and everything else? I'll tell you why. It's because of the fact that they are wicked. That's why. Because they're wicked. Because you know what? Birds of a feather flock together. And when you're just constantly surrounding yourself by wicked people and constantly covering it up, and you know what, that music director, and that, you know, that's why we have the Sword of the Lord hymnal, by the way. Not that North Valley hymnal. I mean, even a lot of our good independent fundamental Baptist churches have the hymnal put out by that place, that North Valley Baptist Church hymnal. And you know, that hymnal was edited by a sodomite. You know, but they covered it up and hid it. And then he got caught being a sodomite, so then they sent him down to West Coast with Paul Chapel. And then he's down there for a while, and then he gets busted down there, and now they send him down to Lighthouse Baptist Church in Lemon Grove, California, where he's on staff right now. I'm telling you, they just move these people around. And now the president of that Bible college at Golden State Baptist College has now been found out that he's a predator also. He's an abuser of children also. And you know what? They just try to sweep it under the rug. Thankfully, thank God, a pastor called him out on it. Amen. That was in their crowd, that was one of their friends that had the inside information, and he called it out. But you know what? These Bible colleges are just teeming with sodomites. There were sodomites at Hiles Anderson when I was there. And you know what? That Golden State Baptist College, everybody that I've ever talked to who went there said it was filled with sodomites. My sister went there for a semester. She showed me pictures of students on campus dressing in drag. She talked about how, oh, these kids got kicked out for dressing in drag. I know this guy's a sodomite. That guy's a sodomite. Brother Bruce Mejia told me the same thing. His friends who went there, you know, the girl dated a guy, and he said, I'm a woman trapped in a man's body, you know. I'm gay, you know. And then the ones that are straight, they seem to only be able to wear colors like lavender and pink all the time. And you know what? I'm sick of this lavender, pink, independent, fundamental Baptist kind of soft soap sermon type of a religion. Hey, we need some leadership in the independent fundamental Baptist movement that is not going to lie and cheat and steal so they can drive fancy cars and have a fancy palace of a building. You know what? You say, well, are we ever going to get a real church building? Nope. Are we ever going to get a real church building? Are we ever going to get a high steeple? Nope. Nope. We're going to meet in an office complex till Jesus comes. Amen. We're going to meet in a strip mall till Jesus comes. We're just going to keep getting a bigger office space. We're just going to, pretty soon we'll just rent out a big empty grocery store. Just keep renting out. Why? Because we're not into it for filthy lucre and mammon. So, oh, why are you throwing that in his face? Because it's dung, that's why. It's dung when you have these faggoty dudes running your college and then you're surprised when you find out they're a predator. That Mike Zachary is a faggot that you could see him from 100 miles away that he's a faggot. Effeminate as hell. Their current Bible college president looks like a faggot. The guy that just got caught being a predator. The guy that got that resigned this week. Oh, I don't know. We're just so shocked. Quit hanging around faggoty dudes. Quit having a bunch of queer, effeminate dudes on your staff, and then they won't keep turning out to be pedophiles. You say, I don't like this guy. Then go find somewhere else. But you know what? Around here, we're going to take the dung of these solemn feasts and shove it in their face. Because you know what? The Bible says we're supposed to be turning people away from iniquity, not harboring predators like the Roman Catholic Church, the mother of harlots.